Hello, good people. This is DDM. I want to welcome you to another episode of Secretary of Shade on WYPR NPR, powered by the good folks at CARE. Make sure you follow me online at Secretary of Shade, youtube.com/Secretary of Shade. Also on social media, your hostess with the mostest at Dapper Dan Midas. So, today's episode was originally supposed to be something else, but then life happened in real time, and Eric Adams, current sitting mayor of New York City, has been indicted on robbery charges and a host of other things. So today we're going to talk about that, talk about his tenure as mayor, how we got here, why is it going down, look at some background and talk about that. So for those of you not in the loop, Eric Adams is the current city mayor in New York City, second black mayor ever in the history of New York City, was voted into office in 2021, okay? Now, here's something interesting about his background. So Eric Adams very much comes from a working class, pull yourself up by your bootstraps kind of background, right? So he's one of six children. He was raised by a single mother, okay? And there's this story floating around that he used to walk around carrying a garbage bag with his clothes in it because he feared that his family would be evicted. You know, that totally tugged at my heartstrings. So he was also at 15 beaten by police officers. He was arrested for trespassing, but that beating made him want to change the system, according to him. And he joined the New York City Transit Police in 1984 and eventually became a New York Police Department officer when the transit department merged in with the NYPD. Okay. He eventually became a captain in the New York Police Department and was also one of the co-founders of a group, an advocacy group called 100 Blacks in Law Enforcement Who Care, which basically worked for things like criminal justice reform and speaking out against police brutality. He was a police officer from 1984 to 2006 when he retired. Now, what's interesting is after he retired, he ran for a state Senate seat representing a district in Brooklyn in New York, and he successfully won that seat. And then in 2013, he was elected the borough president of Brooklyn, and he held that post and then launched his campaign for mayor, which he would eventually win. Now, here's the thing with Uncle Eric, a.k.a. Uncle Ben. No shade. Here's the thing. He has a reputation amongst New Yorkers as being a little shady and a bit of a stunt queen. For those of you not in the know, look up, you know, Urban Dictionary. You'll find stunt queen. Or you can leave a message on the message board or the comment section of the podcast, and I'll be more than happy to give you the definition of a stunt queen. But he has a reputation of being slightly shady and a stunt queen. So when he was running for mayor, there were a few hiccups with that, right? So there was this speculation over whether he actually lived in New York City, because he actually had an apartment in New Jersey. And we know a lot of politicians, they won't really live where they actually serve, which I think is crazy. And, you know, that's very problematic for me, but he's not the first politician who's had this issue, right? But here's where it's kind of clownish to me how he worked it. So allegedly, he would sleep in his office in Brooklyn, his Brooklyn Borough Hall office, to kind of make it seem like he lived there. And I'm like, that's too much work for me personally. So he's sleeping in the office, but then he took it a step further and offered reporters a tour of a basement apartment in Bed-Stuy in Brooklyn, for those of you not in the know, that he said was his primary residence. Now, here's the thing with that. First of all, sir, you're a borough president. Am I really supposed to believe that you live in a basement apartment in Bed-Stuy of all places? Now, this is not Bed-Stuy. I mean, you know, I know Bed-Stuy has, you know, come up. She's had some, you know, enhancements, some gentrification. But I'm really supposed to believe, sir, a retired police officer of over 20 years, state senate seat, borough president, is living in a basement one bedroom in Brooklyn. Does that make sense to you people? It's not even realistic. So he did that, okay? Now, also, another thing that he did, he would speak out against the police after serving on the police department for 22 years, but he would not endorse the defund the police rhetoric that was going around, which honestly, for those of you not in the know, I'm not a big fan of defunding the police. I think police reform is one thing, but we got to have some law and order, okay? Now, he eventually got elected as mayor in 2021, and took over from Bill de Blasio, who had his own set of circumstances and scandals. I tell you, these New York mayors, honey, very busy. So, another thing, once he became mayor, at first, New York at large was living. They was here for it. He got to office in 2021 during the peak of the pandemic. So, you know, people are like, oh, my God, what's going on? What are we going to do? And, you know, so he's saving a day. OK, but the problem with that is he started doing things that were very like clownish. Right. So when he would have press conferences and news conferences, he would have walkout music for it, wearing flashy suits, and, you know, had this self-described swagger, okay? And he also got ridiculed for his policy on cracking down rats. Now, the whole thing with that is, you talking about, we got to get rid of rats in New York, and I'm no shade. If you've ever ridden the subway in New York, honey, those rats are of a different diaspora. I don't know where these rats came from. It's just they're pets, okay? But the gagger is he wants to crack down on rats, but was cited by the city health department for properties that he owned having rat issues and infestations. That means how you gonna crack down on rats and you housing Ben and Uncle Shredder in your own properties? Okay, now, or Splinter, whatever his name is, you know the rat on Ninja Turtles. How you cracking down on rats, but you got rats yourself? Okay, now also too. Now here's where it gets interesting. It gets a little spicy. His administration got inundated with tens of thousands of international migrants. Remember, y'all may or may not remember when the Texas governor and like a lot of the southern border state governments started shipping the illegal migrants that were passing over to like New York, Boston, like more liberal cities to be like, hey, girl, you thinking we should be nice to these people? You deal with them. So they sent them to New York, and the migrants overwhelmed the city's homeless shelters. And at that point, Eric Adams and Joe Biden started bumping heads over who was going to fund and handle the influx of these migrants. So he began to impose sanctions and limits on the shelter stays for the migrants and started working against this unique rule that New York City has about housing homeless people. Okay. Interesting, because about a year ago, the federal investigations into his administration, Adams administration, came to light when the FBI agents raided his home. So his whole, Eric Adams' whole beef is, of course, you know, they always say not guilty, I didn't do anything wrong, I'll be vindicated, blah, blah, blah. But his thing is, he's saying that this is all happening and they're trumping these charges up, no pun intended, because he of the way he wanted to handle the migrant situation in New York and him and Joe Biden bumping heads. So, in steps the Southern District of New York Court. So, Eric Adams gets indicted by a grand jury, okay? Charged by federal prosecutors with 5 counts of bribery, wire fraud, and soliciting illegal foreign campaign donations. Very busy, okay? So, the news broke out, and the indictment was unsealed Thursday morning, the 26th. Okay. Indictment came down September 25th. The indictment is 57 pages, which is long, but if you are familiar at this point, I feel like as a country, we just used to indictments at this point. This is a pretty short indictment to me. Like, I've seen some indictments that have been long. I'm not saying it's like the shortest indictment ever, but it's not like ridiculous. So he gets indicted by the Southern District New York Court. Now, the Southern District New York Court is very busy, very demure, very iconic. Okay. So the Southern District New York Court, the Southern District of New York Court, they have tried some very famous cases from the sinking of the Titanic and Lusitania, the Cold War espionage cases of Julius and Ethel Rosenberg and Alger Hiss, the government challenges to the publication of James Joyce's Ulysses and the New York Times Pentagon Papers. Also, most recently, the indictment of Sean Diddy Puffy Love Bad Boy Combs. Okay, so she's a very busy girl. She's very iconic, legendary, known all around the world. Okay, they love to get you. Now, the attorney who is the U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York is Damian Williams. So a little background on him. Now, Damian, Pete Game, Damian is the attorney who's also dealing with the Diddy case. So Damian is busy. He's booked. His books are full. You cannot see him for an appointment. You got to wait for like next year, 2 years before his books open back up, right? So Damian Williams is a Harvard University graduate. He got his bachelor's degree in economics before heading to the University of Cambridge, where he received a master's in international relations. He received his law degree from Yale Law School. So he's decorated. It's given highly decorated prestige schools. It's giving what it needs to give. Harvard, Yale, Cambridge, niece. It's called the trifecta. Okay. Now, after becoming a lawyer, he clerked for Judge Merrick Garland. For those of you who don't remember Merrick Garland, who is the current U.S. Attorney General, also was up for a Supreme Court seat, which Mitch McConnell and the Republicans stalled so that he couldn't get it during the Obama administration. Williams also clerked for then Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens. So the pedigree is there. It's giving I'm qualified, I'm overqualified, and I'm going to get you. Okay. Now, pertains to New York Mayor Eric Adams, he's going to be trying that case. They held a briefing. The U.S. Attorney of the Southern District of New York's office held a briefing. Okay. They said, and I quote, year after year, Adams kept the public in the dark. He told the public he received no gifts, even though he was secretly being showered with them. Damian Williams said. According to Williams, among the allegations is that a Turkish official gave Adams extravagant gifts to gain influence over him and took corrupt political decisions in exchange for luxury travel benefits that were undisclosed and not part of a travel program available to the public. Okay. I got the indictment, niece. I got the papers. I got the 57 pages. Now, we don't have 57 minutes to go through all of this stuff, so I got the highlights. We got the cliff notes. So I went on and I looked at the indictment and I said, what are we going to take away from this? Okay. So the first indictment, he's accused of accepting so many free trips to Istanbul, getting flight upgrades and staying in 5-star hotels. Okay. So it was a lot going on, very busy. They also claimed that he had been accepting bribes and illegal straw campaign donations from Turkish officials and business people for years. So let's read the actual piece of that. Okay. Now, allegedly, according to the indictment, because he's not guilty yet, because the Turkish airline provided free travel benefits worth tens of thousands of dollars to Eric Adams, the defendant, he flew the Turkish airline even when doing so was otherwise inconvenient. For example, during the July and August 2017 trip, so this has been a while, niece, this was before he was even a mayor, Adams' partner was surprised to learn that Adams was in Turkey when she had understood him to be flying from New York to France. Adams responded in a text message, transferring here. You know, first stop is always Istanbul. When Adams' partner later inquired about planning a trip to Easter Island, Chile, Adams repeatedly asked her whether the Turkish airline could be used for their flights, requiring her to call the Turkish airline to confirm that they did not have routes between New York and Chile. So he was getting all the fringe benefits, niece. It was giving, I'm booked, I'm in charge, okay? But that's just something cute, okay? Now, him and his airline, his staff manager, also discussed some other things. His staffer coordinated luxury lodging for Adams and Adams' partner, which would be secretly provided at no cost to Adams, as Adams' staffer and the airline manager discussed. So, Turkish Airlines, this is Jane. How may I assist you today? Hello, this is Johnny whoever. I am calling from Eric Adams' office. He is also asking where else they can go in Turkey. Do you have a recommendation? Sure, let me check. We have the Four Seasons. Oh, I'm sorry, that's too expensive for us. Airline manager, why does he care? He is not going to pay. His name will not be on anything either. Okay, super. So even the airline people knew the tea. Okay? The airline people knew the tea. So they like, he not going to stay. He not paying for the Four Seasons. Basically giving these, he not paying for the Four Seasons. So why are you worried about it? The Turkish government officials is going to be paying for it. Very busy, very out of line, okay? Now, another instance. A Turkish business person allegedly offered to secretly raise money for Adams' mayoral campaign and suggested to the staffer who was like, oh, no, we're not doing that. We're not doing no illegal fines. And the Turkish business person told him, just don't report the money. And the staffer was like, oh, he's not going for that. Absolutely not. And then the staffer gagged because Eric Adams said, absolutely, we are. So check this out, Pete Gang. On June 22nd, 2018, the same day as the fundraising event that was had for these funds, Adam Stafford and the promoter of this fundraising event discussed by text message a possible trip by Adams to Turkey. The promoter stated in part, fundraising in Turkey is not legal, but I think I can raise money for your campaign off the record. The Adams staffer inquired, how will Adams declare that money here? The promoter responded, he won't declare it, or we'll make the donation through an American citizen in the U.S., a Turk. I'll give cash to him in Turkey, or I'll send it to an American. He will make a donation to you. The Adams staffer replied, I think he wouldn't get involved in such games. They might cause a big stink later on. But I'll ask anyways. The Adams staffer then asked, how much do you think you would come from you? The promoter responded, a max of $100,000. The Adams staffer wrote, $100,000? Do you have a chance to transfer that here? We can't do it while Eric is in Turkey. To which the promoter replied, let's think. After this conversation, the Adams staffer asked Adams whether the Adams staffer should pursue the unlawful foreign contributions offered by the promoter, and contrary to the Adams staffer's expectations, Adams directed that the staffer pursue the promoter's illegal scheme. So the staffer gagged. The staffer like, oh, wait a minute. It's like, you know, what it probably gave was I was working for Luke Skywalker. I thought I was. And then I found out I was working for Darth Vader. So he gagged. The staffer gagged. Okay. Now, one piece that I thought was wild was super, super wild was when he finally got elected, there was this big issue with the New York Fire Department, okay? So once he got elected in 2021, from the indictment, what the indictment is saying, people wanted to start to get a return on their investment as far as favors. So a Turkish official told Adams it was his turn to repay those favors. And the way that he was going to repay them was by pressuring the New York City Fire Department to facilitate the opening of a new Turkish consular building, which was a 36-story skyscraper. Check this out. Without a fire inspection in time for a high-profile visit. A 36-story skyscraper, niece, and you're not doing no fire inspections? Are you kidding me? What? Are we serious here? Are we being for real? Okay. So, allegedly, Adams pressured the head of the New York Fire Department's Bureau of Fire Prevention to certify the building. The FDNY chief made it clear that they were both, and he made it clear to the fire prevention chief that they would both lose their jobs if they did not comply. Later that day, they agreed to do it. So check this out. This is from the indictment. At 2:17 p.m. on September 10th, 2021. Now let's pause here. This is the day before 9/11. Where two skyscrapers fell. Let's put this in context here. And you're going to tell the fire chief, fire bureau chief, to ignore a 36-story skyscraper not having a fire inspection the day before September 11th now. At 2:17 p.m. on September 10th, 2021, the FDNY commissioner wrote Adams, letter being drafted now. Everything should be good to go Monday morning. 4 minutes later, Adams messaged the Turkish official from the commissioner. Letter being drafted now. Everything should be good to go Monday morning. The Turkish official responded, you are great, Eric. We are so happy to hear that. You are a true friend of Turkey. Adams replied, yes, even more a true friend of yours. You are my brother. I am here to help. At 2:30 p.m., the Turkish official confirmed, "You are such a friend." At 2:31 p.m., the fire prevention chief sent the conditional letter of no objection to the private alarm engineer. After Eric Adams, the defendant pressured the FDNY to permit a TCO to be issued for the Turkish house, the Turkish official continued to fulfill his end of the bargain by providing additional luxury travel benefits to Adams. These benefits, which Adams accepted, were worth more than $14,000. Here's the thing. And I believe in being fair. Donald Trump is under investigation, under fire for a lot of these same things. A lot of speculation on that. Eric Adams, I have no sympathy for you. He has let down the city of New York. He has put a smear on that seat. He has put a smear on the Democratic Party at a time when they can't afford one. Now, he can say, oh, they only went after me because I bucked on Joe Biden on the whole migrant issue. He could say that, and that could be true. But it still doesn't negate the fact that in just that one incident, you put potentially thousands of lives in danger. You put people's jobs at risk for a trip to Turkey and a stay at the Four Seasons, niece. Was it really worth it in the end? And so we have to hold folks accountable. Just because one thing may be true, yeah, they may be going after you because of the migrant thing. You're not the first politician to take bribes and money. But this speaks to a bigger issue that's happening in American politics is bribery from outside countries. Bribery at any level in the political process is not good, but it's very alarming that America is literally for sale. And here's the thing. He's just a mayor of one city, albeit one of the most important cities in America, but he's just the mayor of one city. And they're investing hundreds of thousands of dollars into him. Can you imagine what's happening at a gubernatorial level? At a presidential level? At a Senate level? I am thankful to the Southern District of New York Court for indicting his ass. And they need to indict all of them because America can't be for sale. And you went low. You literally ended your career for a hotel room and a couple of flights. Some campaign donations, yeah. So we'll see where this goes. I'm sure it's going right to jail. Do not pass go. Do not collect $100. Go straight to jail. But it's incredibly disappointing. And whatever happens, it's deserved. That being said, that's our show for today. I want to thank you once again for tuning in to Secretary of Shade. Don't forget to follow us on YouTube.com/Secretary of Shade. Follow me on social media at Dapper Dan Midas. Once again, shout out to the good folks at WYPR, NPR, and Powered by Care. You guys have a great week, and I will see you soon. We are less than 2 months away from election time. You guys have a great day.